tired of ads crashing your comedy podcast party. Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreecomedy to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.
As a person with a very deep voice, I'm hired all the time for advertising campaigns. But a deep voice doesn't sell B2B. And advertising on the wrong platform doesn't sell B2B either. That's why if you're a B2B marketer, you should use LinkedIn ads. LinkedIn has the targeting capabilities to help you reach the world's largest professional audience. That's right, over 70 million decision makers all in one place. All the big wigs, then medium wigs. Also small wigs who are on the path to becoming big wigs. Okay, that's enough about Wix. LinkedIn ads allows you to focus on getting your B2B message to the right people. So, does that mean you should use ads on LinkedIn instead of hiring me, the man with the deepest voice in the world? Yes. Yes, it does. Get started today and see why LinkedIn is the place to be, to be. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Internet Bestie with your Internet Bestie, Jackie Alexander. How's everybody doing? It's my second week back in a row. I know that's like not even a big accomplishment, but it's a big accomplishment for me. I'm very, very proud of myself because I'm not going to lie to you guys. Look, let's just get it out all off my chest right now. Let's get it all off my chest. That's maybe I should talk about that later this episode. Anyway, you'll understand that when we get to the actual contents of this episode. So yeah, the past week, maybe not even, I think the past like 4 days, I have been absolutely distraught. Like, I'm not sure what's happened to me. I've just been so emotional. Like, I will stub my toe and I will just be crying. I'm crying. Like, drop of a hat, I am crying. So it happened about 4 days ago. It happens always this time of the month, guys. Okay. It's that time of the month. And I feel like the past two periods for me, okay, this is a little bit TMI, but honestly, you guys know me. This is my trauma dumping space and I am going to be trauma dumping. I'm sorry, but you have to get used to it. If you want to listen to my podcast, you have to listen to my trauma. If you want to get with me, you got to make it. What is it? If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends, and my friends are my trauma. So, and you guys are my lover. Oh, get there, Jackie. Okay. So yes, as I was saying, the last two periods that I had, sorry, I'm trying to take my shoes off at the same time as I'm doing this. Like, why do I choose to do things at the same time as podcasting? Like, just get comfy before you start, you idiot. So the past two periods that I've had, I've been, I was going to say eccentric, no, especially moody. Like, I'll feel it like maybe at the start of the month where I'm like, I don't know if that's like when you're ovulating or whatever. I've just downloaded the Flow app to like understand my cycle a little bit better, because before that I have no idea. Anyway, there's some point in the month and I am just so irritable. I'm like, you look at me the wrong way, I'm going to backhand you. Obviously, I'm not really going to do that. No need for physical abuse, assault, whatever. There's no need for it. But in my head, I'm thinking it. Like, the tiniest thing will tick me off. Like, someone will, like, not turn at a green light. And I'll be like, oh, my God. Like, I'm going to ram you with my car. I'm not going to, obviously. But that's how I feel. Like, the anger is, like, palpable. It is palpable. And then about a couple of weeks later, like, I get my period, and then on my period, when I have my actual period, I am an emotional wreck. Like, I'm crying left, right, and center. For example, over the weekend. So I had this job that I had to do. Had to film me like making cocktails for a job, which honestly, slay. I am obsessed with the fact that that is my job and that I got that job, and obviously perfectly aligned because your girl's always making cocktails anyway. So as soon as I got the job, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I'm going to like absolutely slay this. So I'm in my kitchen. I'm like getting all the ingredients together, blah, 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 filming. And like I set up my camera and I'm like there in my outfit, and it all just started going downhill. I like got a glimpse of myself in the camera. I was like, oh, you're annoying me. Like no one should be filming themselves when they are in the state that I was in. Like I just didn't need to like add fuel to the fire, but I was adding fuel to the fire. Like I was just looking at myself in my phone because I film on my phone and like I film it so I can see myself, obviously. I'm looking at myself and I'm just like, oh God, bitch. Like I'm about to fucking roundhouse your ass. Like I really am. Like I really just, I didn't want to look at myself. So I'm starting filming and I have to make this cocktail. And I'm like, whatever, putting all the ingredients into the cocktail shaker, measuring them all out, like filming it, da-da-da. And I go to shake up my cocktail, like shake up the mix in the cocktail shaker, and the drink explodes everywhere. Like I'm talking everywhere. Like I don't know what happened. The cocktail shaker like opened. Like I was holding it at the top and at the bottom, but it just exploded. It went all over my kitchen. It went all over my dress. It went all over my face. And I just absolutely lost it. Like I couldn't even hold it together. Like I really tried to hold it together because I knew I had to film and I didn't want to cry because I'd just done my makeup. And I was like looking up at the sky. I was like, don't cry, Jackie. Don't cry, Jackie. And like, obviously Nathan's away. So like, he's not here to be like, it's fine. Like, just don't worry. Or like help me clean or whatever. So drink everywhere. I'm crying. I'm looking up at the sky. Pickles is like standing in the doorway, like looking at me like, Mom, what is going on in the House of Commons? You know what I mean? Like it was all just happening. The waterworks start. I can't stop when I start crying. I cry. I was crying and it wasn't even just like a little, like a teardrop, single tear. No, no. I was wailing. I was like, like I'm, that was so accurate. I almost started crying because that was, okay, acting. Someone cast me immediately. If you need to cry, I can cry at the drop of a hat. Yeah, anyway, I was just bawling my eyes out. It was like, it was actually just really sad because I just wanted to get this video done so badly and I just like, I just completely failed. And then I thought it would be funny because like I was dressed up nice and I had my makeup done and like I had a cute outfit on. So it's like, I'm going to film myself doing a fit check while I'm like literally mid mental breakdown. And so I did and like posted on TikTok, and of course it's got like over 700,000 views. Of course, like the one video I do where I'm like literally crying and I'm like, this is my outfit, everyone's like, yes queen, slay. But if I post an outfit when I'm like literally looking good, I'm feeling snatched, no, people don't want to see it. People want to see it, people want to see me fail. That's the long of the short of it. There's another saying. Wow, I'm thinking of all the sayings. Wow. So that happened. And then the next day I was like, do you know what, Jackie? Sometimes you just have to like quit while you're ahead. I'm saying so many sayings. I'm just going to tell you right now today, like in the podcast, we're going to be talking about sayings that make no sense, like random sayings that people say that make no sense. So it's really funny that I'm randomly choosing to like drop in a bunch of sayings that I genuinely never say, like quit while you're ahead. Like what the fuck is that? Anyway. So I was like, anyway, start of a new, like, go to sleep. You can start again tomorrow. You can try again tomorrow. It's Sunday tomorrow. So I try again on Sunday and I'm not joking. The same thing happens. And like I texted my manager and I was like, this is so fucked. Like it's happened again. The cocktail shaker went flying across my kitchen and she was just like, what's in the cocktail? And I was just like, oh, like it's vodka. It's lime juice. It's soda water. She's like, bop. Soda water. Why are you shaking that up? Like it's soda water. No wonder it's exploding. And I just clicked. I was like, oh my God, why am I shaking up soda water? It's like the principles of science. You don't shake up soda water. Have you ever shooken up a soda water bottle and it's just absolutely projectiled everywhere? It's like when you buy one from the supermarket and someone's like accidentally shooken it up. Shaken it or shooken it? Shook it up, shaken it up. Oh God, that's too confusing for right now. And it just, you open it like at a Prez or something to like mix. And it's like, and you look like an idiot because it's gone everywhere and you're in the kitchen drenched. That was me. And so it happened again on Sunday and it exploded and went everywhere. And like the noise of the cocktail shaker slamming on the wooden floor, it's like a metal cocktail. It's so loud. I'm like, again, crying. Waterworks. I was crying and I had to leave it. Like I had to leave the scene of the crime and I just had to go for a walk and I just had to like breathe. And then I had to revisit it today. Today's now Monday. And I got the fucking video done. I'm so excited. I didn't use the cocktail shaker because I've learned you don't need to use a cocktail shaker when you're using soda water. Like, that's just silly. Nobody needs to do that. Nobody does that. Usually when they make a vodka lime soda at the bar, they just do it directly out of the like nozzle. They don't mix it up in front of you because they look like a damn idiot. Speaking of the bar, that reminds me. I went out on Wednesday night because we launched our Isha and Moods collection. It went really well. So excited. Me and Jesse decided we were going to like go out to the Claremont Hotel. It's just reopened. It's in Claremont, obviously. And it's stunning in Perth. Really cute little spot to like have a little afternoon drink on the rooftop. Very reminiscent of like the Richmond Hotel. Is that the one? Or the, what's it called? The one with the like rooftop? The Richmond rooftop? I'm out of touch with Melbourne, but there's one in Richmond. It's near like Jimmy Grant's that's now closed as well. But you know the one. It's like up the top and it's reminiscent of that. So we are having drinks and you know me. I have like a margarita. I have another margarita. I have another margarita. And then it's shots. And then I met some girls that follow me and it was one of their like 18th birthday or something. So I was like, oh my God, I'm buying you shots. So you guys know my toxic trait is buying shots. And I think it's like, because I love doing shots, and but obviously it's like sad to do a shot on your own. So anytime someone's like, I'll do a shot with you, I'm like, let's LFG. Let's fucking go. We're doing shots. Anyway, it's getting later and later and later. Then I bump into my PT. He was there. And so we're doing shots. We're just doing shots. Everybody's doing shots. Anyway, I wake up the next day. I'm severely hungover. And because we went out on a Wednesday, it was a Thursday the next day. And maybe it was a Thursday. I can't remember. I had to work and I think that's what like snowballed the next few days because then I got my period. Then I really spiraled. Then I was so upset because like I had work that I had to catch up on and I just felt like perpetually behind. But anyway, it's Monday today. I think I'm like out of my funk a little bit, but I do think I need to go to the doctor and like get my hormones tested because the moods that I've been in lately have been catastrophic, like red alert, everybody on high alert because it's something's going down. Like I'm not well. I don't feel like myself. I feel like I could just snap. Like if I was on the Vampire Diaries, the humanity switch is off. Like I am off. I'm giving the Ripper, I'm giving Damon, I'm giving absolutely no fucks to give. Obviously I'm not a vampire, but if I was, that's the vibe. I'm giving Catherine, you know what I mean? Like that is what I'm giving when I am about to be on my period. And I think I need to get it looked at, honestly. I don't know. It's there's something in the water or it's just me. I'm going to say it's just me. Okay, so as I mentioned, today we're going to be talking about random sayings that make absolutely no sense. There's so many of them, and I asked you guys to like tell me yours, the ones that like annoy you the most. There are so many. Like, obviously they all have like a history and everything like that, but everybody just uses them, and there's obviously different ones for different cultures and countries and languages. I'm obviously doing English because I speak English. Like, okay, Jackie, nobody needed you to say that. Like, obviously. I am not okay. Like, sometimes stuff comes out of my mouth and I'm like, why would you say that? Who let you have a voice box today? Who let you have the mic? Because literally nobody fucking cares. Okay. So my number one that really grinds my gears. That's one too. That is one too. Oh my God. Okay. So it is butter wouldn't melt. Okay. I'm going to read you out like what it means because I went on Google earlier, something I prepared earlier, so I could explain to you guys what all of these mean. So it says, said to mean, although someone looks completely innocent, they are capable of doing something bad. He may look as though butter wouldn't melt in his mouth, but I wouldn't trust him. Okay. What do you mean? So this is the context that I always see it used in, which is throwing me. So people always say, for example, someone will post a video of like a cute child, or someone will post a video of like, I don't know, their boyfriend or something, or like a baby animal or something cute. It's always when it's something cute, objectively. And they write, butter wouldn't melt. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean by that? And I think in their head, they're thinking like, oh, no, but, okay, this is why I don't get it. Because surely if you were really cute, like super, super cute or like whatever, butter would melt. It's like when you see something so cute, like, oh my God, that is so cute. I'm melting. Like, it's so cute. I'm like turning into a little puddle. But this meaning is saying butter wouldn't melt. Butter wouldn't melt. And like what takes butter to melt? It has to be warm. Warm and cozy. So if it's not melting, you're cold, as in it's giving, you know, ice lady. It's giving witchy. It's giving scary. You know, it honestly, the more I think about it, the less it makes sense. I don't know. Anyway, that one really pisses me off. Like, you want the butter to melt, don't you? Anyway, I'm moving on because I'm going to literally spiral. Next one, have your cake and eat it too. This says, the oldest known use of the proverb, you can't have your cake and eat it too, was in a letter from Thomas, Duke of Norfolk, to Thomas Cromwell in 1538 in British English. The last word is often omitted from the proverb, as in, you can't have your cake and eat it. Help us improve. What do you mean? It says, to have or enjoy the good parts of something without having or dealing with the bad parts. They seem to think they can have their cake and eat it too by having excellent schools for their son without paying high taxes. I don't get it. So, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Honestly, I think this one means, say, like, you're just like, you can't have it your way. There's always going to be something that is not perfect. I don't know. That one is a little bit of a mindfuck, but I sort of get it, but I also don't get it. You can't have your cake and eat it too. I'm so sorry. This episode's definitely making everyone so dumb because it's confusing for me too. Okay, so why do we say Bob's your uncle? This is the next one. This expression is mainly used in Britain. It's often used immediately after a set of simple instructions and roughly means the same as, it's simple as that. In 1887, British Prime Minister Robert Gascoigne Cecil appointed his nephew Arthur James Balfour as minister in Ireland. The phrase, Bob's your uncle, was coined when Arthur referred to the Prime Minister as Uncle Bob. Apparently, it's very simple to become a minister when Bob's your uncle. Oh, okay. So that means like it's giving Nepo baby. Like this guy is a Nepo baby. He got this gig because his uncle is Bob. Okay. And then we obviously just keep using it because it's sort of like, it's just like a turn of phrase. But it's giving Nepo baby. I love it. Okay, I love Bob's your uncle now. I get it, and I'm down for Bob's your uncle. Okay, the next one is eavesdropping. I know this isn't really, I mean, I guess it's a saying, but it's not like a random, like a riddle of a saying, but it's just a thing people say, you know, when you're just like eavesdropping over someone's conversation. So this is what it means, and this one blew my mind. The term eavesdrop derives from the practice of actually standing under the eaves of a house, listening to conversations inside. Okay, so there's obviously a part of a house that's called an eaves. And it's like, you know, putting your ear up to like a little cup and then you're listening through. Obviously, it's not that, but it's the same principle. And that one blew my mind because It's like you're standing outside someone's house and listening to them. How many times can I explain the same thing? Honestly. Somebody said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Bullshit. What if you break your back? I know. Literally, that sort of goes in the same breath as sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's like words are hurtful too. Words really hurt. You know, like someone can really spit venom with their words. I'm a sensitive soul. You know what I mean? Like sticks and stones. You know when people are just like, ah, oh, sticks and stones. You're like, yeah, true. It's just a funny little saying. But yeah, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I guess I like obviously everybody knows that means like, you know, it's like what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's like building yourself up to being great. The little things that may like knock you back every now and again, it's only going to make you stronger. It's quite inspirational, but it's true. If you break your back, it's not going to make you stronger. Do you know what? Controversial one, but well, not even controversial, but some of the strongest people have been like in terrible accidents, and they do say it has made them stronger, like as a person, maybe not physically, but definitely as a person. So I think there's something to take from that. It's definitely just like a little inspirational quote.
As a person with a very deep voice, I'm hired all the time for advertising campaigns. But a deep voice doesn't sell B2B, and advertising on the wrong platform doesn't sell B2B either. That's why if you're a B2B marketer, you should use LinkedIn ads. LinkedIn has the targeting capabilities to help you reach the world's largest professional audience. That's right, over 70 million decision makers all in one place. All the big wigs, then medium wigs. Also small wigs who are on the path to becoming big wigs. Okay, that's enough about wigs. LinkedIn ads allows you to focus on getting your B2B message to the right people. So, does that mean you should use ads on LinkedIn instead of hiring me, the man with the deepest voice in the world? Yes. Yes, it does. Get started today and see why LinkedIn is the place to be, to be. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads crashing your comedy podcast party? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreecomedy to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.
Next one. Play something by ear. So someone would be like, we'll just have to play it by ear until we get something. Like till we work out what's happening. Say if you're like, I don't know, looking for directions, you're like, oh, just play it by ear. We'll just work it out as we go type of thing. But it says to do something without to do something without special preparation. I don't know how they'll react to our proposal, so we'll just have to play it by ear and hope for the best. But it actually means perform music without having to read from a score. She could play both by ear and by reading. I don't really get, like, I get what that means. Like, you know something off by heart. That also makes absolutely no sense, but it makes sense. It's one, like, these are these things where you just, like, you say it and it, like, the more you think about it, it makes no sense, but they just make sense, you know? Someone says, raining cats and dogs. It says, the English language idiom, raining cats and dogs, or raining dogs and cats, is used to describe particularly heavy rain. It's of unknown etymology, and it's not necessarily related to the raining out animals phenomenon. The phrase has been used at least since the 17th century. I don't know. They haven't really explained this one. But I think it's just like, when it's pouring rain, it's raining cats and dogs. It's such an interesting one. All of these, I'm not even giving you any like solution. I'm just as confused as everybody else is. And this next one is just hilarious to me. So it's, I'm not here to fuck spiders. It says, Australian slang. The term is derived from and is another way in saying I'm not here to fuck around. I'm here to get the job done. Stop wasting time. We have things to do. It can also be used as a declaration that a person has arrived at a place of work or sporting team, etc., with a set of goals and is determined to meet them. Okay. I'm not here to fuck spiders. Blunt, sarcastic. It's sort of just like, yeah, I guess it's just, you know, just here to get shit done. But honestly, who's fucking a spider? Like, I don't... It's so confusing. Do people overseas say that? Or would they be like, what the hell does that mean? Honestly, sayings are just crazy. Next one. Hair of a dog. Hair of the dog. So, the origin of the expression, the hair of the dog, has just about as much myth as actual definition, stemming from the old belief that you could cure rabies by drinking a potion concocted with the hair from a dog that bit you. The superstition now plays as a metaphor for the world's wildest beast, .. alcohol. Whoa! So, the hair of the dog, as a drink, is going to cure you from your alcohol poisoning. But back in the day, the hair of the dog, like the hair of the actual dog, will cure you from rabies. Oh my god, I totally get it. So it's like, oh wow, my brain working. So the hair of the dog that bit you would cure your rabies because it's like you're drinking what bit you. And so then if you're drinking alcohol, you're drinking what bit you because it was alcohol. Oh, that one's actually insane. I really like that one now. I am all about hair of the dog. Do you know what? Side note, I've never had, actually, this is an absolute, you were about to lie. I was about to say I've never had a Bloody Mary in my life, but I have. So the thing is with Bloody Marys, they always drink them on Made in Chelsea. After they go out, they're always like, oh, hair of the dog, got to have a Bloody Mary. And I always used to watch it and be like, ugh, that looks foul, because I'm not a big tomato juice lover. But then when I went out last year, we were down south in Margaret River, and we went out the night before, and I was absolutely unwell the next day, and we had to drive home, and we stopped in this pub, like, on the way home after we were grimace, hungover and just feeling crusty demon. And so we went to this pub, and I was like, maybe I should order hair of the dog while we're sitting here and having lunch, and order a Bloody Mary. I ordered one, and I got extra Tabasco in it, and I couldn't even like get it down. It just tasted like doo-doo. Like, I don't know. Like, people are lying with that. I just believe people are lying. It's like, I don't know. It just doesn't even taste. It doesn't taste very good. I don't know. Like, see, the thing is with me, it's very odd. I love tomato sauce. I hate tomatoes. Hate tomato juice. What's up with that? I need an explanation. I need a reason. I need a rhyme. I need to understand it. And I don't. Okay. Next one, hit the frog and toad, which means let's get on the road. Some of the lingo has roots in the rhyming slang of London's Cockney. For instance, let's hit the frog and toad really means let's get on the road. I don't know what the fuck that means, and that explanation is dog shit. Like, what do you mean? That means no sense. That means no sense, I reckon. Okay, next one. Oh my god, this one was submitted so many times. And it's really funny because everybody was like, the Kardashians always say it makes no bloody sense. I could care less. This one annoys me so much because Okay, shut up, Jackie. I had two coffees today and it's showing. So I could care less. So if you could care less, then care less, you dumb idiot. Like, what do you mean? See, if I was going to say if someone's like, oh, Jackie, this person was talking shit about you, bloody blah, I'd be like, oh, I couldn't care less. I couldn't care less because I literally couldn't have a single less fuck to give. Therefore, I couldn't care less. Like, I already don't care. My care level is on the ground. Therefore, I don't give a shit. If someone's going to say, I could care less, okay, care less then. Care less. Come on, let's get you right down to the level of you couldn't care less, because it should be you couldn't care less. Not I could care less. If you could care less, then care less, mate. Fuck. So the definition says, couldn't care less and could care less are both used to mean someone doesn't care at all. But English teachers and grammarians will say that only couldn't care less is correct. So that's what you should use in a formal or academic writing. Thank you, Google. Because could care less makes no sense. And I'm calling it today. If you could care less, then fucking care less. I'm yelling. I'm getting sweaty over that one. That one grinds my damn gears. I need to Google this grinds my gears one because I say it a lot. I think because it, like, there was this one episode of Family Guy and he's like, I tell you what grinds my gears, Lois. And he talks about things that grinds his gears. Peter, is that his name? Yeah. Oh my God, I used to watch like Family Guy all the time because my brother used to watch it. And I just, I used to love it. I should get back into it, honestly. Okay, so grind my gears is to make someone mad or to piss someone off. That really grinds my gears. To annoy, provoke, or piss someone off, most dumb fucks seem to think this originates from a Family Guy movie. But the truth is that it's been used for decades. And in popular media, actually, originates from the movie Planes and Trains and Automobiles, a classic comedy. Quote, don't let me stand in your way. Please don't let me stand in your way. The last thing I want to be remembered at is annoying blabbermouth. You know, nothing grinds my gears more than some chowderhead that doesn't know what keeps his bags. Big bag. Okay, this is honestly cooked. I don't know why I read that out. I was on Urban Dictionary and that website is honestly cooked. But I love that it was like said it was from Family Guys because that's where I know it from and that's why I say it today. Quite iconic, I reckon. Yikes. All right. Bless your cotton socks. Cotton socks were commonly worn by children. The expression is a way of suggesting innocence or lack of guile. What's guile? G-U-I-L-E? Goyle? Goyle. I don't know if that's what that is. I wish I could sound it out. Goyle. You're done. In the person being so addressed. It is hinted at or assumed by other writers that a little cotton sock are those of an infant, so bless his little cotton socks was once a pleasant enough but meaningless, not to say slightly idiotic term of appropriation for a small child. Ugh, I don't know what the hell that means. Next one. Flogging a dead horse. To keep talking about a subject that has already been discussed or decided. I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but I still don't understand what happened. To waste time and effort trying to do something that's impossible. So obviously that one means like you're not going to beat a dead horse, like flog a dead horse because there's no point because it's not going to do anything. It's already dead. So it's like don't keep going with the argument because it's already like it's donezo. You're donezo. At the end of the day. What is it meant by the term at the end of the day? You say at the end of the day when you're talking about something, what happens after a long series of events or what appears to be the case after you've considered relevant facts. It's like when you're like, you know, at the end of the day, you're wrong and I'm right. And that's just the way it is, babes. Can argue about this till the cows come home. A lot of you guys said cows come home as well. That means like because at the end of the day, the cows come home. Like they will roam all day and at the end of the day, the cows will come home. That's one thing that's guaranteed. You know what I mean? The cows coming home. You can argue about this till the cows come home. Or maybe that means till the cows come home because they don't come home. Shit. I didn't Google that one. So I'm just going off my own intuition on that. I'm going to leave it there for today because there's just too many to get through and it's boggling my little brain and I've got to go take some photos tonight, sunset photo shoot and I got to prepare for that honestly, so I'm going to love you and leave you. There's another one for you. But I love you all and I will see you next week. Actually, next week, guys, I'm going to be talking about conspiracy theories. I love conspiracy theories. So if you have any, hit me up. If this even lets me post, because maybe if they know I'm going to talk about conspiracy. No, I'm going to scare myself. Don't even. Jackie, don't say stuff like that. Stupid. You're dumb. Don't say it. Anyway, I'll see you guys next week. I love you all so much. I hope you have an amazing week. I hope the weather is stunning. And And yeah, we'll see you next week. Say that one more time. Oh my God. Goodbye. Love you. Mwah.
Get the best workout with the best-kept secret in fitness. Hydro, the state-of-the-art at-home rower. Hydro engages 86% of your muscles, delivering the ultimate full-body workout in just 20 minutes. From advanced to beginner, Hydro has over 4,000 classes that are shot all over the world and are taught by Olympians and world-class athletes. For a 30-day risk-free trial with free standard shipping, go to Hydro.com and use code ROW500 to save up to $500. That's HYDROW.com, code ROW500.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreenewspodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.